Cubs looking to start the homestand off right. 1-2 the count. Valencia is ready. A long set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Cubs start the homestand with a 5-2 win over Cleveland.
When your closer is touching 102 like we just saw from Valencia, what's that like to catch?
Yeah, my hand hurts. That's all I got to say about that. No, he's been great. He's been good for us all year, and, he was bringing it tonight.
That is the truth. Daniel Valencia has fallen nicely into the role of high-leverage reliever. Would you be comfortable saying that he is the Cubs' closer?
Right now, he is, and his confidence grows. I mean, I think everybody on that team and in the fan base pretty much knows that's who you're going to get now. I guess it would be interesting if there's a ninth inning with a couple of difficult lefties and Pomerantz was available, because he likes Pomerantz every once in a while, late innings against a lefty-heavy batch. But boy, Valencia looks the part.
He's got that thing that you like, that most baseball people like.
What's that?
Swing and miss.
Oh, yeah, he's got big-time swing and miss. Because he's got control now of the fastball. He's not walking guys. He's not throwing many balls. He's just going after you with a 101, sometimes 102. And it seems like it's moving a little bit more left to right, than it was last year. But it's always had, good ride. They like the fastball. The slider's not awesome in and of itself, but it plays up because he's spotting the fastball every time, and batters got to respect it. Like that last swing and miss that we saw right there, and you heard from Zach on a low and inside slider that was way out of the zone. That's a hitter trying to protect against 102. Good luck.
Only 6 earned runs in 30 innings of work for him and 35 strikeouts. He's got a whip of 0.967.
Wow. The last 30 days, in terms of saves around MLB, he's got 4 of them, and the whip's a little higher, and the batting average against is a little bit higher overall. But I keep thinking about that moment when we had Council on. They turned it into a promo, and I read him the quote that he had given about Valencia. You said Daniel Valencia is an important pitcher taking a step forward. Would you like to expound on that?
No,
I wouldn't.
No.
Thought I nailed that.
Well, guess what, Speaks?
What?
Yesterday, he actually did.
Ah! Oh,
yes. No. Yesterday, Craig Council did expound on Daniel Valencia. Yes, you did. And him turning a corner in his career.
It's confidence as much as anything. I think he just turned the corner. I mean, we've talked about this in spring training. I thought he had, just the first time we talked, it was clear that he had turned the corner here. And young players, one of the things you're looking for is like, can I assess what happened last year? Like, can I self-assess, and can I do it well, and can I do it fairly? And I thought he, as well as I've seen in a long, just understood what happened last year to him. And then you make the necessary adjustments. And a lot for Daniel was just a mental kind of, and it was, through the confidence issue, and then trust in kind of what he's great at. And I think we've seen that as well.
Man, that's really cool. It's really cool to hear that. And that is him expounding in a way that I was dreaming of at the time. He wasn't ready.
I know you were.
But now he is. And
yeah.
Now he's comfortable. Like, he's comfortable talking about it.
I also think that he was messing with us a little bit.
Maybe a little.
Just kind of.
Sure.
Having a little fun with us in his way.
Yeah. But now that he sees him repeat it and repeat it and have the confidence to get out of that situation in St. Louis when he had 2 on and the.
And Wilson yelling at him from first base.
Yeah, 2 on, nobody out, and the tying run's coming up and he strikes out the side. Remember that on the Thursday day game?
I love hearing the process part for Craig in determining what the player is. Like the idea of, we know what he had to work on. He understood what he needed to work on.
Yeah.
And being honest with yourself in that and it that being respected by your manager.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
As a sign of growth.
And you and I both love thinking about these people as young humans growing and learning and evolving. And I don't know that it has anything to do with it, but when you think about what it is to be young and to be learning and growing, and Andy Martinez, who does a great job writing about the Cubs for Marquee, and he is really good at chasing down stories with his bilingual abilities. He wrote about Palencia a few weeks back, as Palencia's parents were able to come from Venezuela to Miami to see him play against the Marlins. And it was the first time that that they were able to come. And he wrote about Palencia and had quotes from Palencia. My mom took pictures with everyone, with Seiya, with Dansby, my dad too. They were really excited. Super cool to see his parents there on the field. And he wrote, emotional for me. It's hard. It's difficult sometimes as a Latino being alone here. So it was like a whole different sensation being able to come out of the game and hug them and know that they are here. They were more excited than me. So, like, I mean, those kind of things can make a big difference for a young pitcher.
And even though this is completely different, like, culturally, there is a connection. This is what Connor Bedard went through, where it's like, I'm not from here, and I'm a kid, and I'm playing this grown man sport, and I could use the support of a coach or older players that are living in the same building, because this is maybe the first time that I've seriously had this amount of money and this amount of downtime to kind of do whatever I want. Yeah. And that sense of community and trying to find that sense of community is significant.
No, I totally agree. And so, yeah, this was, as I look more at it, it was May 12th, and his parents from Venezuela had to get to Curaçao and then get a flight to Miami and then get a flight to Chicago. And he had worked with his agency, which had worked with, you know, worked to get them visas and get them here. And there's pictures of his dad and PCA on the field after the game. And just, I mean, it looks wonderful. Happy for Daniel Palencia.
Growing Venezuelan population here in Chicago too. And there's a couple of really good places. Like, if you wanted to go eat, like Misabi Bien, or right? Bien Misabi. I had mixed it all up over there on the north side on Wilson. Like Wilson.
Montrose.
I can't get anything right today.
Well, you
Danny.
Know what?
There's one down here too, you know.
Yeah, there Adams. Is. There's right by DePaul.
Oh, you were talking about it.
Yeah, I ordered from there quite frequently.
Wow, how about it? Let's do that together next week.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't we just go? We could go sit.
Together?
Yeah, and you could see like all the Venezuelan players like leave their autographs there. They sign the wall.
That's awesome.
At BMA Sabe.
That's cool.
It's really delicious.
Let's go.